Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast audience, welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is Nurse Carmen, and we're going to hear a word from the messenger. So I introduce to some and present to others, Messenger Rondaya.
Good evening. Good evening to the podcast crew. Once again, it is an honor to be before you today. I just want to talk a little bit about that song that we just played as we opened up the podcast. I'm not sure if we truly understand and know just what it is that this is saying to us. We are all part of God's body. One of the things we have to understand is in the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing. I have to say that again. In the beginning, there was nothing but the Spirit of God. And with that Spirit, God decided to have an experience of His magnificence. And so I say that to let us all know that all things are one thing. I'm going to say it again because this is really deep and it's important that we hear what it is that's being said. All things are one thing. There is only one thing. And all things are part of the one thing there is. So we have to understand that with there being nothing and then with the Spirit creating everything, everything was created from that one thing. This means that you are divine. You are not your body, you are not your mind, and you are not your soul. You are the unique combination of all three, which comprises the totality of who you are. You are an individualization of divinity, an expression of God on earth. I'm going to say that again because it's important. We have to understand that all things are one thing. And I know with society and the way they made everything, we think everything is a part and all of this, but everything is created from one thing, and that one thing is the spirit which created this. So I'm going to say it again. This means that you are divine. And this is something that we've got to renew our minds to understand, that we are divine. We are not just our bodies or just our minds or just our soul. We are a unique combination of all three. And those three makes us an innovation of divinity, an expression of God on earth. Now, I've said this to us many times, but I wanted to go over it to let us know that we are expression of God because, as I stated earlier, what we have to understand, God in the beginning, it was just God. And so God being just God, he needed to be able to experience being God. To know it is one thing, but to experience it is something altogether different. So in order to know, you've got to experience. So this is what we are. We are part of the body, and we are here to experience divinity. And now I know a lot of people might not want to hear that because of all the different religions and stuff, but this is what it is. There was nothing, and God created all of this. So if there was nothing and he created all of this, he had to use what he had. And as we said, there was nothing. So what he had was himself. God is life. And everything that has life is God. Now, that is so simple. And if we stop and we think about it, we can begin to understand this a little better. But if we want to just hold on to these different fallacies that these different religions and stuff have been teaching us, we can never begin to go within to understand just who we are. As I move on, I just want to leave us with that thought, just to remember, we are divinity. We are an expression of God on earth. Now, we know a lot of people always looking somewhere else for God, but we are the God on earth. And I don't say this in no, I'm bigger or badder or better than anyone, because I'm not, because we are all the same. We are all one, part of God's body. And that's important for us to let sink into us so that we can begin to realize and call back to our remembrance so that we can be just who it is that we are supposed to be. I want to let us know that we, because of society and the things in which it has brought us to believe, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over again, with the renewing of our minds, because we've been fed a lot of stuff that is not part of the plan. It's not part of the makeup of who we are. It's not part of what it is that God wanted for us. We have to understand that when this all was put together, he did not make a mistake. I'm sorry, let me take that back. I want to try and stop saying he. But God did not make a mistake. We are just where we need to be, where we're supposed to be. And when it's time for us to be elsewhere, we will see it within ourselves and allow the Spirit of God, for the reason we have our being, to direct us. There has been no mistakes. You shouldn't have been somewhere else or something. No, you are right where you are supposed to be. And because of that, we need to start counting it all joy. Instead of being upset because I should have had a bigger house, I should have had more money, I should have had this or should have that, understand that you are right where you're supposed to be. God did not make a mistake. you are right where you're supposed to be. And for you to begin to accept that, one of the things you've got to understand is that it is not necessary to compete for, much less fight over, the resources. All you have to do is share. There is enough food. There is enough money. There is enough clothes. There is enough land. There is enough air. There is enough of everything. All we have to do is learn and accept the fact that we are all one. And when we come to that realization that we are all one, then I won't store away all of my stuff for me and understand that it's for us all. And this is part of mankind's upbringing that we've lost along the way, and partly because of the different religions that have been taught to us, we've come to understand or accept or think that we are separate, that we are different. And when I say different, I meant different in a way as if God looks upon somebody, he looks upon the Jews different than he looks upon the Muslims, or different than the way he looks upon the Catholics. It isn't. Those Catholics and Jews and Muslims and Baptists and Christians, all of that, that's just something that man put together, not God. God put you here for you to live the best life that you can, experiencing the magnificence of being part of the body of God. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. We've got these different religions. We've got these different denominations and stuff where they've got these great preachers and imams and pastors and rabbis. And what we have to understand is that God talks to everyone all the time, not just to the bishops and the pastors and the apostles and all of these. He doesn't just talk to them. He talks to everyone all the time. The question is not to whom does God talk. The question is who listens. Who listens? Because God is talking right now. God is talking to someone. But will you listen to what it is he has to say? If you would listen, then when you hear these words, when you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, you will see that it is not of me. It is God trying to commune with you, but you won't listen. God has all kind of avenues to commune with you. So we can't be prejudiced to any set of people or things because of any reason, because God can use anything, because it's all God. You could be riding down the street, you can have some stuff on your mind, and just riding down the street, and look up and see a billboard with the answer. Don't shug it off like no, because we have to understand that when we're talking to God and we want an answer, God doesn't have to just knock on your door like I'm talking to you right now. God has any avenue in which God chooses to use to deliver the message to you. It's just a question of who is listening.
Amen.
Because he's talking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are three basic principles of life. Functionality, adaptability, and sustainability. And we have to understand this. Functionality, adaptability, and sustainability. There is no such thing as right and wrong. There is only what works and what does not work, given what it is that you're trying to do. I'm going to say that again. There is no such thing as right or wrong. It's only what works and what does not work, given what it is that you're trying to do. I'll let it meditate for a little while, because we're so quick to determine who did something right and who did something wrong. But we have to understand this. And please understand what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the spiritual sense. And what I mean by in the spiritual sense, what I'm saying is God isn't sitting anywhere looking at anybody saying that they're wrong. Because then God's just telling himself that he's wrong, or that the spirit is wrong. And that's just not the case. And we have to understand, when we have to look at this from a much bigger perspective. When we're talking about this entire universe, this all that is going on in the universe, everything is happening just as it's supposed to happen. Now, why do we think that it's not happening the way it's supposed to happen here on Earth? We've got to open up our minds. We've got to stop trying to be so closed-minded. And I understand why, because of our upbringing and the things that we've been taught to us. But now, when we were a child, we acted as a child. But now, as an adult, we need to be able to expand our horizons so that we can understand this thing called life. And we can't understand it if all we're doing is holding fast to religious stories that has been passed down over centuries and centuries to us, and we think that that is what it is that God wanted for us.
Amen.
The people that, bless you, bro. The people that wrote these Bibles, these scriptures and stuff, they were writing from their experience. So it's not God's words, it's just an experience they had. And so we have to see it as that and stop taking it as if it was the holy word from God. If you want the holy word from God, you need to have a seat, sit down, relax, have a conversation with God. Because he's talking to each and every one of us. And as I stated earlier, it's just a question of who is listening.
Right.
Who is listening?
Dear brother, may I say something?
Yes,
like you, I didn't know you are coming today. I, for some reason, I mean, exact time, within a few minutes up and down, I saw you that you're coming, so I came in to listen to your beloved, words, as you mentioned earlier.
And with you using that example, I just want to let you know, when you listen to God, because it was something within you that said, let me check and see what's going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was something within you. But see, because of the stories and the way that this whole thing has been set up for us, we think that whenever God speaks, it's through a trumpet, it's through the skies busting open and all of this and that. But God speaks in the most subtle way to us.
That's right.
Just have to listen.
Absolutely.
We have to understand that there is no such place as hell and eternal damnation. It just does not exist. In order for that to exist, that means that we are not part of the body, because God isn't going to put his own self into a place called hell or eternal damnation. And that's why it's easy for us to believe of this place called hell, because we don't believe that we are part of the body. And I say this, if we would stop for a moment and think about our daily lives from our birth that we can remember to this point, just think of the miraculous things that we have achieved over our lives, over this lifespan. And one of the things that we're going to understand is that, as I was speaking with the co-producer earlier, we'll understand this also, that this isn't the first time we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
How
and
many
we get
of us
that
have... I'm sorry,
we get that feeling sometimes. It feels like a, we call it a deja vu moment. But that's what it
right.
is. We were here before. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's something came back to your remembrance.
Right.
If you remember, I've said numerous times, there is nothing that we don't know. We know everything because of who we are. As they say in the movie Scarface, we put this thing together.
Right.
We did this as part of the body. So there is nothing we don't know. We just have to bring it back to our remembrance. There is a scripture in the Bible that says that the Spirit will bring all truths and stuff to your remembrance. Because it is part of you. We have to understand that death does not exist. What we call death is merely a process of re-identification.
Amen.
That's kind of deep,
truth.
Yeah. Think about it. It's just a
yes.
reprocess, a process of re-identification.
Okay.
And we can accept this if we understand who we are. And we have to understand that we are more than just this body. We are, I'm going to go back to where we started at, we are mind, body, and soul. It is mind, body, and soul. It's the three of it. So if we lose one part, it doesn't stop us from being who we really are.
Mm.
And this body was not designed... It was originally designed forever, but then we started doing some things that deteriorated the body. You know, that gluttonous, that pork, that alcohol, the drugs. We started doing some things that slowly but surely deteriorated the body, but it still did not kill anyone. If you recall, there was a writing in the Bible that said, don't worry about something that can harm the body. Because the body is just a part of who we are. And when this body stops from being the temple that it was designed to be, it does not in any way whatsoever harm the soul.
Amen.
The soul is going to live on. The soul cannot die. And so this is what we need, and this is why it's important for us to get in touch with that part of us. So many times...
Dear brother.
Yes.
Sorry. Is that the truth? The human body is like a parrot in the cage. When you open the cage, the soul goes up. Soul is free. When the soul is free... And then it goes to, you know, the other, words to come.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong, please?
No, you're correct. You are correct. But see, we can't accept that. We think once this body dies that that's it. But it doesn't. It, as the brother just said, the soul lives forever. How many people have known someone that have went on to the re-identification process? How many people that we've known that we thought were dead, but then somehow or another in the middle of the night, or as you was walking mm-hmm. down the street, or as you were sitting home in your living room, that person came to you?
Yes, they still communicate with. Yes.
Yes.
Came to you pretty much in the same manner in which Jesus came to his disciples.
That's right.
That's true.
But because we've been told these stories, we think that it is only Jesus that can do this. Even though Jesus, the great prophet that he was, he told us this. But we don't believe him. Because we think, in one sense, we think so highly of ourselves, and then in the next breath, we think so lowly. We think that we are nothing. We think that we are filthy rags. And we don't understand that we are part of God. A big misconception that we have is that there is something that we have to do.
Truth. Yeah.
We think we have to do something. And there is much you will do, but nothing you are required to do. God wants nothing, needs nothing, demands nothing, and commands nothing from you. God is. So he doesn't need anything. God doesn't need our praise. God ain't no little headstrong purse king that thinks that all of his subjects got to give him praise. That isn't God. That isn't a deity doesn't need that. A king would need that. A queen or a president, something along those lines would need that kind of praise. Not God. Not when you know who you are. So we have to come to this understanding that there is nothing that is required of us. God wants nothing, needs nothing, demands nothing, and requires absolutely nothing from us. So we have to begin to understand and accept these principles so that we can move on and then have life, as Jesus said, and have it more abundantly. And we can't have it more abundantly according to what we want if we're right steady following other people's guidelines for what it is that they want it. Because they want it doesn't mean that you have to have it. And if you don't have what they want it, that doesn't take you outside of the realm of God. You cannot be taken outside of the realm of God, in spite of all that you may do. And I say that to tell you, Hitler is with God.
Okay.
Hitler is with God. Mussolini is with God. Martin Luther King is with God. He has no respect of person because we are all part of the body. Now, a lot of people might think with the things that Hitler did, oh, there is no way. But we have to understand, Hitler didn't do this by himself. Hitler
right.
had a whole country behind him. And I'm not here trying to give Hitler glory, but what I'm trying to get us to understand is the way we're looking at this is totally wrong. We're looking at it in a way that we're trying to pick winners and losers on who's going to heaven. And that's another place that technically does not exist. Heaven and hell is a state of mind. It's not an actual place. You can put yourself in heaven right now if you choose to. Think on enjoyable thoughts. And tell me, don't you feel like you're in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You get that extra money in your pocket to go do whatever you want. Don't you feel like you're in heaven?
Yep. Amen.
That's true.
But when you know you've lied or you've stolen or something like that, within your mind, you feel as if you're in hell. Especially when it's time to face the consequences. You feel as if you're in hell. It is a state of mind. And it's a state of mind that we can choose to be in or out. It is totally up to us. But before we can do any of this, we've got to let go of some of the stereotypes, some of the fallacies that have been given to us by our parents, our foreparents. They didn't mean any harm, but that's all that they knew. And we all know some stuff that our parents have told us over the course of our life that today just doesn't make sense.
Right, right, that's right.
You know, that pinch of salt over your shoulder for good luck or something like that. Those silly things that we used to live and die by.
Yes, sir.
We know them not to be true, but we are afraid to let go of this, even though it does not make logical sense to us. Even though the spirit within us is telling us something different, we refuse to accept it because of what we've been taught throughout most of our lives.
Mm.
Amen. Truth.
That's right.
But we have to understand we are all creators. We are creators of our own reality.
Mm.
You create using three tools of creation. And this is important because when we learn this, then we can see, as they would say, the windows of heaven opening up. There are three tools of creation. The first tool is thought. You think about it. The second thing you do is you speak on it. So it's thought, word, and action. And
action,
you create
yeah.
your own reality.
That's right.
But what we have to understand is we have to start creating our own reality and not everybody else's reality. I'll give you a good example, and it's simple, but just a good example. Somebody said that you can't wear white after what? What is that? After what? Labor Day or something?
After Labor Day.
That's somebody else's reality that the whole world has fallen
yeah.
in line with.
That's right.
So, see how simple it is for us to accept what it is that other people want. Now, you've got this beautiful white, whatever it is that you want to wear, but they told you you can't wear it after Labor Day.
Mm.
And we fall in line with that. How silly of that? How silly is that? If we think about it.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's silly. Yeah, yeah, it makes no sense.
Or also, for example, if they tell me in the childhood I'm ugly, I'm also beautiful, but still I feel that I'm ugly.
That's right. Yes, you're right. They put these pictures on TV, and they have you think that this is the picture of the beautiful
right.
woman
what
or
the
right. handsome man.
Right.
And so automatically we get a complex because we don't look like them because they decided who it is.
Right.
And we can't continue to fall victim to everybody else's desires and not our own.
Hmm.
We have to understand that our life has nothing to do with us. It is about everyone whose life we touch and how we touch it. Hear me.
Absolutely, and also, and also they sell advertisement with the pair of people that are size 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that,
right.
all the time, 3, 4,
right.
only. Buy this, buy that, boom, boom. The images of buying, then you go Amazon, suddenly, what, $400 in your bill. I didn't want to buy it, but because brainwash you.
Right, exactly.
Well,
and not only are they doing that, not only are they doing that with that, but they're doing it pretty much with every facet of our lives. And that's why it's
yes.
important for us to take back control of our own lives. I'm not telling anyone that they can't get a Mercedes-Benz if that's what you really want, but make it because that's what you want and not because somebody told you that's what you should get.
Right. All in many families member, I mean, in Middle East, all major, internationally, you have to have a house. You have to have a house.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have, as you said, BMW, etc. Then, you know, as if you don't have it, then you cannot even go in the family party, mm-hmm. or etc. Because then they look at you that you have not, you are a disgrace to their family.
Right. We've got this mindset of bigger is better, stronger is better. And
right.
Once again, it's always something that's separating us instead of bringing us together. We've got this survival of the fittest mentality. Like Martin Luther King said, we've got the drum major mindset, where we always got to be the one out front.
Right.
And we've got to understand that we are all one. There is no big eyes, no lip. We are all part of the body. And that's the purpose of each and every one of our lives is to recreate ourselves anew. Create yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest version ever you held about who you are. That's what your life is about. Each and every day, trying to make yourself according to you now, not according to me, to make yourself the best that you can be. If you want to be the best street sweeper, each day you go out and sweep that street to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
Not because but because you want to make yourself the best version of who you are.
That's right.
But we too many times have this thing where we want to, if we're going to sweep the streets, we want to sweep it so that the next person can give us some kind of praise or something. And it's not about what we really want, because I'm sweeping this street so clean, but I don't even really want to sweep streets. But I know if I sweep them good, that this person is going to give me some kind of praise, or it's going to make this, you know, you understand? So we're not choosing our life for what it is that we want. The human race lives within a precise set of illusions. We have the illusion that need exists. We have the illusion that failure exists. We have the illusion that this unity exists. We have an illusion that insignificant exists. Requirements exist. Judgment exists. Condemnation exists. Superiority exists. Ignorance exists. Mm.
That's true.
And we've got all of these different things, and it is not part of the plan.
Right.
There are three core concepts of living, and it's honesty, awareness, and responsibility. Live according to these precepts, and self-anger will disappear from your life. If you're honest, you're aware, and you take responsibility, self-anger will disappear from your life. That's important. Let's just hold on to that. Honesty, awareness, and responsibility. Just so everybody knows, there's going to be a quiz next week on this, all right? So you remember the three concepts, honesty, awareness, and responsibility. And if we can start tomorrow creating the best person that we can be, using honesty, awareness, and responsibility, on our next podcast, somebody's going to have a miraculous story to tell me about how they see a great change, not only in their life, but in how they see things and how they do things. But because we live under these different illusions of failure and need and judgment and all of that, we can't follow these three basic concepts of honesty, awareness, and responsibility. There are three levels of awareness. Does anybody know the three levels of awareness?
A consciousness.
Okay.
And alertness and you know, two I can name it. I'm sorry, the third one.
I just put that out there, but I want to tell you the three levels of awareness: hope, faith, and knowing. Hope, faith, and knowing. It's good to have faith, but it's so much when we get to the mastery stage of spirituality, it will be the knowing. If you recall any of the writings that they, when they wrote about Jesus, the thing that they spoke about was Jesus knew. And as I've said to all of us throughout all of these podcasts, the only difference between Jesus and you is Jesus knew who he was and we don't. We're still kind of in the hope and faith stage. But we've got to get to the point of the knowing. And I got to tell you, my co-producer makes me proud because periodically he be saying some stuff because he knows. And this is where we've got to get to the knowing. And when we know it, when you know that you know, there is nothing anybody can tell you. When you know, you know this is your house, you can get there because you know it. But if you're not sure, you're going to start asking people. Then you've got to go by what it is that somebody else said. But when you know that you know,
exactly,
you can
Amen.
Walk with
yes.
a boldness of knowing it.
Amen.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to work in the morning and you know you got to hit that button to cut the computer off, when you hit that button, you have the assurance that that computer is coming on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. And this is where we've got to get to the point that we know. And, you know, a lot of times everybody want to say, I got faith, I believe. So that's hope and faith. That's good. But we've got to move higher to knowing. If all your life, all you got is faith and hope, you're not growing into knowing who you are. And you've got to know who you are. You've heard that saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. Or because you got to know. And using the foundation of the different religions, they don't give you a knowing. They give you a belief. They give you a hope. But you've got to get to knowing.
Okay.
Yeah, and some religion also asking for right of God. They have a special text that you're a member of that religion, you have to give right of God. Amen. What the hell? I mean, as you mentioned, God doesn't need your money. He doesn't need anything from you. But they said because you need every they have so many funds, international funds, local funds, the country fund, and so you can donate to each one of them. And at a year, not only you pay your IRS tax, you have to pay right of God tax too. Is equal to like 10% of what you made profit.
Well, you're right. Because see, I'm going to give you five quick fallacies about God that create crisis, violence, killings, and war. First, the idea that God needs something. second, the idea that God can fail to get what he needs. The third, the idea that God has separated us from him because we have not given him what he needs. Fourth, the idea that God still needs what he needs so badly that God now requires you from your separated position to give it to him. And fifth, the idea that God will destroy you if you do not meet his requirements. Now, I know I said it kind of fast, but I hope some of this kind of sets within our soul so that we can call it back up to our remembrance. Because think about what I just said, that five I gave you. God needs something, that God fails to get his needs, that God is separate from us, that God is so mad with us that he's going to kill us if we don't give it to him. We've got to understand that is not that is not God, and that is not what is in for our lives. Our lives is for us to each day create the best, the grandest version of ourselves that we can, because we are God in the flesh. We are part of divinity.
That's true. That's true.
Yep, yes, we are.
You know, we have sometimes think that we are being terrorized by other people. But in truth, we are being terrorized by our own beliefs.
Right.
We blame other people, but it's our own beliefs.
Yeah, and also by mad parents, too. Parents sometimes terrorize their kids. Is that, in many, you know, when they get old or et cetera, or they terrorize their own beloved blood as well. And that's also suffering for XYZ as well.
All right, let me throw this at you guys. I hear you. Yeah, because the parents, as you were saying, you know, the parents are part of the reason why we think like we think nowadays. No fault of theirs. They just didn't know any better. And so they were trying to share with us what they thought was right. It's no fault of theirs. But the fault lies with us now because we choose not to go with them to find out more about what this is all about.
Right.
But I thank God for allowing us this avenue to be able to reach whoever might be inquiring to want to know more. But I'm going to give you guys 5 steps to peace. 5 steps to peace. First, we've got to permit ourselves to acknowledge that some of our old beliefs about God and about life are no longer working. That's deep.
Yeah.
We've got to permit ourselves to acknowledge that some of our old beliefs about God and about life are no longer working. Explore the possibility that there is something you do not fully understand about God and about life, the understanding of which would change everything. And I'm giving this to you right now. I'm giving this to you. There's something about God for all of us. There's always been something out there that just didn't seem right.
Right, right.
And what I'm doing right now, through the grace of God, is giving you another avenue to look at. Examine it. Try it out. We've tried out all that other stuff before, and we've come to the decision that it's just not working.
Right.
So why don't we explore those possibilities? Why don't we explore them? Hey, and why don't we say to ourselves that we are willing for new understanding of God and life to now be brought forth. Understanding that could produce a new way of life on this planet in our lives. examine these and better understand them. And if they align with your personal inner truth and knowing, enlarge your belief system to include them. I'm not telling anybody just to forget all about everything that they was brought up. I'm not saying that. I'm saying enlarge them. All right, we could take some of that stuff, but we can enlarge them because of who we are.
Right.
And then begin, as I've been saying throughout this thing, begin to express your life as a demonstration of your highest belief rather than as a denial of them. Because there are a lot of things we like to do that we just won't do because we've been told that it's wrong. But if you guys heard what I said today, you'll know that it isn't wrong. There is no such thing as absolute truth. All truth is subjective.
Okay.
All truth is subjective. Within this framework, there are five levels of truth telling. Tell your truth to yourself about yourself. Tell your truth to yourself about another. Tell your truth about yourself to another. Tell your truth about another to another. And tell your truth to everyone about everything.
Mm.
So basically, it's just about telling your truth. Your truth. Now, we've all come to know who we are, so I don't think nobody gonna say their truth is the world is flat when we know it's round. So we're saying your truth, not somebody else's. So it's yours, what you know to be true. That's your truth. Not what somebody else told you, but what you know. And when you know it, you can stand boldly on your truth. So it's important for us to be. Yes, sir.
Yeah, example, dear brother, that United States never walked on the moon.
Say that again.
That's another. That United States Apollo, they never landed on the moon. For example, I mean, same as what you said is where the Earth is flat or around, and same thing. So up to the people to, you know, to judge, to see the truth for themselves. Don't listen to this. I mean, you can get information, analyze it, and whatever you think, then you can go with that thing.
So, I'm sorry. So, you're saying we don't go with the truth that...
For example, Earth is round. Yes, that's one we know. So, whether in case of the Apollo... whether our astronauts ever put their foot on the moon, is the same as the Earth is flat or Earth is round. But we know, for example, that is, as far as we know, I mean, we see our astronauts went to the moon and came back. So it's, again, it's same truth, but sometimes you have to work hard for it to find the truth.
I'm sorry, brother. Can you just say that one last time again?
Yeah, I said it's to get the truth is very difficult sometimes, many times, because you have to seek the truth in order to find the truth. Your body should be like a magnet for truth finders, finding. And then, once you get, then you immediately you know what is false, what is truth. Immediately. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
No, I understand what you're saying. You're correct on that. But you've got to know it.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you've got to know
the key
it.
Is knowing. Yeah.
Right. Okay, you know what? We are, if I'm not mistaken, who's that we got?
6 minutes.
That's just the T?
Oh,
Yes,
Holly. Is that Sister T we got with us?
She said yes.
It sure is.
It is? Okay, bless you. Glad to have you with us today.
So what's the name of the other sister, please? Sister T? I know. What's the other sister?
I'm Sister Tippy.
Okay, Sister Tippy. And then what's the other one, please? Or there's only one?
Nurse,
or two?
No, Nurse Carmen.
Oh, Carmen. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we are just four people right now. And Hodges,
right.
My dear friends, are not here right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Please give my beloved hello to them. We miss them tonight.
Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, good. Mm. Okay. So as we get ready to wind down here, I just want us to remember that we need to start knowing so that when we know, we can walk in the knowingness, not in the hope. And once again, don't get it wrong. I'm not saying that you can't hope. But when you hope, you've got to get to the point of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get. If you just walk around hoping all the time, you're not growing into who you really are. So it's important for us to know that we know. And when we know that we know, then we can stand firm on it. When someone comes with something that is crazy, because you know that, and I mean crazy in a, not in the literal sense, but just in different than what it is that you're saying, you can deal with it better because you know, and then you won't be easily persuaded in anything that you do, because a lot of times we start to do things and somebody else talked us out of doing what we knew we should have been doing.
Basically, always you make decision for yourself. Don't say, okay, consult with mother, father, brother, sister, etc. Because everybody is to give their opinion, and then their opinion will cause you more crashes down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's correct.
You may be consult, but you still it's better not to have any consult with them because you are over 18. You can make your own decisions, and it's up to you to make such a decision and go with it. And you, if it's bad, you will learn from your mistakes. If not, then you will make more better decision as you go along.
Okay. So as we leave here today, I just want to just see if we can be the cause of someone else awakening. See if we can be the cause of someone else awakening to the fact of who they really are. I'm not telling anyone to pressure anyone, but it's to get people awoke.
Right.
And it's important that we all begin. Well, you know what? We are awoke. We just don't realize we are awoke. It's what's called the divine dichotomy. That's what it's actually called. Because we are awakened, but we just don't realize it.
That's true. And also,
apparently,
give this channel
simultaneously in the same space. Because we are awoke, we just don't realize it. So,
and lecture everybody to this channel, please. And let the people know this. There is a channel, and this is useful for your soul, mind, body, so that
Amen.
You can never find it anywhere in the below.
Amen.
So I say to you, my brother,
and we
you
appreciate
some,
all of you, and dear brother,
appreciate you coming,
well,
and see if you can get some of your other friends or family to listen in and give some input to this, so that we can all begin to. Continue to shed light
be awake.
So that
wait, yeah.
right,
progress.
Wait. Okay.
Be awake and
love
progress
it, love
for
it,
the
yes.
mankind.
Love it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I love you all.
Bonus.
And until Thursday,
this.
We'll, We'll meet again Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Good night, everybody.
And God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. God bless you.